Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Trump today pushed back against those criticizing his Helsinki summit with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. He says the U.S.-Russia relationship has gotten substantially better, although he says he accepts U.S. intelligence agencies' conclusions on Russian meddling, although he adds, and I quote, could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there. Trump's words and actions in Helsinki have prompted torrents of criticism, including some from Republicans. Well, let's break this down now with Republican Congressman Paul Mitchell from Michigan's 10th District. Congressman, what are your thoughts on the president's meeting and joint press conference with Vladimir Putin?
Well, I think going ahead with diplomacy is necessary. It doesn't help in the world not to talk to people you don't agree with or that you're an adversary with. Clearly, as I stated, I consider Russia to be an aggressive foe. We have a lot of them around the world. You can't go along not talking with them. So we have conversations and talk about the things that trouble us, what we're working on, what we can agree on, and see if we can minimize at least the miscommunication, which can be dangerous.
But you say in your statement, make no mistake, Russia is an aggressive foe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That is not what the president said yesterday in Helsinki. Why do you think President Trump is not taking the Russian involvement in our 2016 election as seriously as our entire intelligence community?
Well, I think we don't know what transpired in over 90 minutes of conversation behind closed doors. How the president chose to describe that at the press conference is one thing. We don't know what was discussed over a pretty lengthy conversation.
Does that bother you? Does that concern you that nobody knows except those two and their translator?
Well, I'm not sure that's the case. I'm not sure there's a readout. I'm certain there's a readout to other key advisors of the president in terms of that conversation. So, no, it doesn't bother me. I certainly don't believe that the president of the United States should conduct diplomacy for engagement of the media in a press conference. Diplomacy doesn't happen in a press conference. It doesn't happen in a TV interview. It happens in a conversation directly with world leaders.
Do you feel any differently today about Donald Trump's relationship with Vladimir Putin, with Russia, than you did a week ago, before the NATO meeting, before Helsinki?
I consider Russia to be the same as I consider Russia before the president met with them. They're an adversary. They're a foe on multiple fronts.
And you feel that, but what about Donald Trump's relationship with Russia?
I don't know what Donald Trump's relationship is with Russia right now. Again, that's something that they has to come forward. I think you've seen previous examples of diplomacy years gone by. Let's take when President Reagan stood before the Berlin Wall and said, you know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. No one knew at that moment in time what would transpire subsequently, or President Nixon went to China. We don't know what transpired in that 90 minutes. And one thing people forget as well, frankly, Cynthia, is that the United States has taken over 450 sanctions against Russia, the most of any administration, between Congress and the president in terms of taking sanctions against Russia.
But you may recall after this last set of sanctions were passed, the president waited. He did not put those into effect for months and months after it was passed on a 98-2 vote.
Most of the sanctions, all the sanctions that were put in place, his timing of putting it into place is something he can choose to do under the way that's structured. So I think, you know, let's not look for small reasons to be critical. The reality is there are more sanctions been taken since this administration, this Congress came into action, never taken before against Russia. And we overlooked that. I don't know why. And we haven't taken this away. The reality is we've taken sanctions and we expect a little better approach by Russia. We'll see what happens. I can't tell you.
You said, Congressman, that you don't know what Donald Trump's relationship with Russia really is. Does that concern you that you don't know?
At this point in time, not any more than many other things in the world concern me. I'm concerned about what's going on with North Korea. I'm concerned about what's going on with China. The reality is we have a lot of adversaries. And the relationship with those at one point in time can change the next day. So the reality is some people will have concerns because they want to have concerns about the President of the United States, and they'll go to any avenue they can to have those concerns. We have to lead.
But what you heard and saw yesterday, did that not, from the president in that world forum on foreign soil, did that not cause any concern in your mind?
I issued my statement because of the number of questions people had about what I believed was our status with Russia and the concerns I had. I did so.
And you call them an aggressive foe, yes.
They're still an aggressive foe, and you know what? They've been an aggressive foe for how many decades? I guarantee they've been an aggressive foe the entire time you and I have been alive. I don't know if that's going to change. How aggressive is simply a matter of that's always an ongoing discussion. So I think that's something we have to accept in the world, just as China is an aggressive foe. They use different tactics than Russia does. And North Korea is an aggressive foe that is a different set of tactics. Iran is. I mean, the world is full of people nations that believe that they want to express their power in one way or the other. We need to fend that off.
Congressman Mitchell, since that press conference, the world has read and heard expressions of dismay and disapproval from many of your fellow Republicans. You were very clear in saying that this cannot be tolerated, the Russian meddling in our American electoral process. So now what are you in Congress willing to do?
We've taken actions already in order to provide additional assistance to states and municipalities to secure their election process. As you know, there have been hearings on social media and whether or not folks have allowed those to be manipulated, and additional steps have been taken by social media platforms to ensure that the people that are putting out boosting posts or whatever are truly clear who they are and who's paying for it. I think those are all positive things. Those are all positive things based upon what we've done here in Congress to make sure that that meddling is not as easy as it was this last cycle around.
Well, after last Friday's 12 indictments and after what we heard yesterday, are there new measures you think Congress needs to consider?
Well, the 12 indictments were all Russian, it appears to me, GRU agents, but the reality is the odds of them ever extraditing them are pretty darn long, I think. So we can take that action, but it's really not going to be a meaningful outcome in terms of prosecution. We are never going to, I'm not confident we'll ever be able to get to a point to where we're able to stop foreign nations from attempting to manipulate or to influence our political environment, in part because we have a First Amendment. That makes it so much easier to do than it is in other nations.
Some might say that sounds like you're saying the United States of America is powerless to keep this from happening.
No. That's to be fair. I didn't say that at all. We've taken actions already that, in fact, to make sure that American people are aware of where information is coming from, who's boosting it in the case of posts on social media, so that, in fact, they can know who is, they have transparency and who is putting that information out. That's not powerless. And to suggest that some other way we can manage that input or that information. In fact, you're now talking about one manner or another significantly abridging the First Amendment. We can't do that. That's our Constitution.
Congressman Paul Mitchell from Michigan's 10th District, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks. Bye-bye.